In the 1950s, men and women in the military all across the country were given dishonorable discharges after being outed as gay. It was called the Lavender Scare. Helen James was in the Air Force when she realized that she was being investigated. The results of that investigation would change the course of her life. Helen James is the subject of this week's episode of the podcast Criminal. Phoebe Judge is the host of Criminal, and she joins me now. Hello, Phoebe.
Hi, Eric.
Tell me about Helen James.
Helen James grew up on a farm in Pennsylvania. Her father was a butcher, and she came from a military family. Her great-grandfather was a Union soldier in the Civil War. Her father fought. Her uncles were in World War II. And she decided that she wanted to enlist, and she enlisted in the Air Force in 1952.
How does she like the Air Force?
She loves it. You know, it's fun and exciting. She's meeting a ton of people from all over the country. She has a lot of friends, and it's an important job that she's doing. She was a radio operator monitoring flight paths for planes going up and down the East Coast. This was the Cold War, and so everyone was on high alert watching what was going on, and she felt very fulfilled by this job, but it was also a time of extreme suspicion and paranoia in America.
How does she realize that she's being investigated for her sexual orientation?
Well, you know, Helen remembers being followed when she went out with her friends. Helen was a lesbian, and she was confronted one day by Air Force officers in a woman-only bar in the Village in New York City. And she realized that people were looking at her all the time. One day, she and two other airmen, two other women, were taken in for questioning. During the interrogation, she realized that she was being held and questioned because they suspected that she was gay. Officers threatened to expose her. The questioning was pretty brutal. And she was then asked to sign a form which meant that she would be dishonorably discharged.
It wasn't okay to be gay or lesbian. It was frowned upon, and you could be outed and compromised by the enemy, so to speak, and tell any secrets that we had, or, you know, we were just considered to be a threat to national security. So they wanted us gone.
Did these kinds of investigations and dishonorable discharges happen often?
Yes. I mean, we hear a lot about the Red Scare, which was Joseph McCarthy's kind of, would say, witch hunt against communists and people being blacklisted. But this was also happening. This was called the Lavender Scare. And it was trying to interrogate women and men about their sex lives and then ousting them from their jobs. Estimates show that thousands of servicemen and women, and also those who worked in the government, were dishonorably discharged while this was going on. It happened to Helen. She lost her job and her career.
Well, what did she do next?
Well, she was disgraced. She had no money. She had no job. She left the base. She's too embarrassed to tell her family. And so she flees the East Coast and makes a new life for herself in California as a physical therapist. And she kept her dishonorable discharge a secret for decades.
But it doesn't end there, does it?
No. You know, after meeting a medic decades later, Helen James is convinced to challenge her discharge status. And at the age of 89, she starts the process of getting an honorable discharge. She gets letters of recommendations and files forms, and eventually they approve an honorable discharge. And this all went through just this past January. Now Helen James can go to the VA to get medical treatment, and she can be buried in a veterans cemetery if she likes.
Helen James is the subject of this week's episode of Criminal. It's recorded here at WUNC, and Phoebe Judge is the host. Thanks for coming in, Phoebe.
Thank you.